This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Modi's guarantee is to improve the life of every tribal family in the country. While addressing a public meeting organized in Amabal village of Bastar division of Chhattisgarh today, the Prime Minister said the dream of the people is the guarantee of Modi. He said his aim is to develop the country and make every family of the country prosperous. He said in the last 10 years, the BJP government at the centre made many schemes for the welfare of the poor. The central government has given the poor their rights, and the Bastar region of Chhattisgarh is the biggest example of this. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty in the country. He said due to schemes like free ration and Ayushman, people's expenditure has reduced and this has increased their savings. Mr. Modi said during the time of the Congress government, corruption had become the identity of the country. He said the Congress was never concerned about the poor. The Prime Minister will also visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening for campaigning for BJP candidates from Chandrapur and Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituencies. The public meeting at Morwa Airport ground in Chandrapur will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. Congress's star campaigner Rahul Gandhi today addressed a public meeting in Dhanora of Shivani district in Madhya Pradesh. He said tribals are the first owners of this country and this land, and so the Congress party calls you an Adivasi. On the other hand, the BJP Prime Minister Modi and Amit Shah call you a Vanvasi. Rahul Gandhi further added that there are two different ideologies behind these words. The word Adivasi means those people who were the first owners of this land or this country. He said that if you were the first owner, then you have rights over the land, water, forest and wealth of the country, whereas Vanvasi means people who live in forests. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to BRS leader K. Kavita, who has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the money laundering case connected with the alleged liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja dismissed the interim bail plea. Kavita moved to the court on Thursday, urging the court to give her interim bail for her son's examinations, citing his need for her moral and emotional support. The ED opposed the submission, claiming Kavita destroyed evidence and influenced witnesses in the case. Kavita was remanded to judicial custody till the 9th of April on March the 26th. She was arrested on March the 15th by the ED from her Hyderabad residence. The seventh round of India-Peru trade agreement negotiations has begun in New Delhi. The meeting aims to strengthen bilateral cooperation to promote trade and investment between the two countries. The Department of Commerce and Industry in a social media post said this initiative is a testament to the country's commitment towards strengthening bilateral ties and fostering economic growth between India and Peru. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of peninsular India during next 24 hours and abate thereafter. Heat wave conditions are likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Telangana and north interior Karnataka. IMD said hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal areas of Gujarat. On the other hand, the weather office has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. It has also forecast light to moderate rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, West Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada and Madhya Maharashtra. North America will witness a rare astronomical phenomenon, a total solar eclipse today. Beginning over the Pacific Ocean, this celestial event will traverse Mexico, the United States, and Canada. As per Indian Standard Time, the total solar eclipse will begin at 9:12 p.m. tonight and will end at 2:22 a.m. early tomorrow morning. However, it will not be visible to sky watchers in India. A solar eclipse is an astronomical phenomenon where the moon passes between the earth and the sun and blocks the sun's light either entirely or partially. In the forex market, the rupee closed at 83 rupees and 31 paise against the US dollar today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.